Welcome to the Prickly Couch podcast, where three mujeres have real conversations. We'll share our stories and talk about wellness, familias, work, and everything in between in our experiences as Latina women. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Prickly Couch. This is our last episode of this season, and Karen and I are joining today to talk more about lessons learned for the entirety of the podcast, maybe reminisce a little on the episodes that we had, and then share with you some exciting news and some of our plans for the next season, which hopefully will not be a long hiatus like it was for our last one. Yeah. So welcome, everybody. Welcome, Karen.
Damn, you just gave the announcement. Like, you were just like, this is the last one. I had imagined we were going to be like, we have an announcement and like over explain. And you were just like, we're done here.
And goodbye.
Yes, but a better sweet announcement is that we're going to stop the season right now, even though we haven't said that in the previous one. We have learned a lot from podcasting just in general. I kind of want to talk about where we started, Gabby. Mm-hmm. So I taking us back to 2020, 2021, I think, when we started this podcast, and kind of share why we started it and what our intentions were. Do you want to start?
Well, you want to talk about it.
So me? You start. Okay. Well, okay. So we started this September 2020. That's when we first launched the first episode. And it was a trailer. And we did Mucho Gusto, which was our first episode. And I think we obviously was straight into the pandemic, right? One of its like at this peakest moments. And we were trying to find spaces for community, I think mainly for each other, and having a space to vent and share what we were experiencing, the things that we were experiencing, which were terrible, and just have a space where we can be joyous, laugh, chismear, and just share that with whoever was following us on our socials at that time. So we weren't really thinking about this project as something long term. Right. We kind of just were, let's just get on Zoom and just have a conversation. Let's just introduce ourselves. Let's make this space and talk about the challenges of being in quarantine, and mostly how to take care of ourselves, how to take care of us in community, and also as individuals, because we were forced to be in quarantine, right? We were forced to be by ourselves a lot of the time. So to me, I found this podcast to be very, just very helpful, just in the void of my room, right? It was very fun. I laughed a lot. I got to meet some people that we had as guests. And that's what initial thoughts of how I felt at the beginning. That's how I felt.
You reminded me of a few things that I forgot, even the titles of some of the initial episodes. And I remember us talking about this podcast as a way of connecting. At that point, we were peak into a pandemic. We didn't know what that was going to look like. Of course, it was the first time that all of us and any of us, right, were going through all this. I think there was this sense of excitement in 2019 of like newness. So, and for context, we had started the practice at the end of 2018. So it was like our first year. We were so excited about so many of the projects that we had for like social media and all these things. And then pandemic happened, loss happened. I think that we went through all the things during that time. And so when we decided to do the podcast, it was a little break of the mundane of the day-to-day of having to almost like adapt, well, not almost, we had to fully adapt to doing things differently, right? We were doing our jobs fully online. We weren't really connecting as a team because we had to stay disconnected. I remember us talking a lot about Zoom burnouts and how many like hangouts we were having with friends and all that, but it didn't feel the same. And so we decided to record some of the conversations that we were having organically as, you know, as colleagues. And yeah, just shared a little bit more of that because we knew that other people were feeling that way. We did a couple presentations and yeah, we decided to have those convos live. And it felt honestly like a break of the day for me. It felt, even if we were doing them late at night, sometimes on Instagram, some of the conversations we were having, it felt good. It felt, yeah, like a breath of fresh air. It was good.
Yeah. And I want to be very transparent that we really just got on Zoom and recorded. And we were like, yeah, we can turn this into something, which is has been a very beautiful process. And there's been a lot of growing pains, but also a lot of like learning that we are doing again as podcasters, I guess. Can we call ourselves podcasters? I don't know.
I don't know. I guess so. Like, we're recording a podcast.
I don't know. I'm like, I don't know if I want to have that title. It feels so strange. I don't know. So we transitioned into season two, right? Mm-hmm. And we decided to add a little bit more structure, a little bit more intention, a little bit more purpose. And
after a big hiatus too, because we...
Yes.
We didn't have, I think that we jumped into life full force when we got a little bit of relief from the pandemic.
Yeah, and adjusting this podcast after quarantine ended was also different. Mm-hmm. And finding also the time to do this was also different as well, because after quarantine ended, things started getting busy and busy and busy in a different way. That required a different energy of me. And so my experience in this season has been a little different in terms of like recording, in terms of like promoting this. And I hope that y'all were able to see this. Like we were able to do those things a little bit more because of what we learned in the first season. And that has been also really fun to do, bringing in more guests from the practice, you all getting to know them on a human level, right? Like what we asked when we asked who you are as a human, which I love that question. And and I think we're ready to change it up a little bit, you know, now that we've learned a little bit more of the technical stuff and what requires to have good audio.
Which we didn't even think about it, I think, until maybe season two when we were like, having time to actually listen to it in more depth and like, oh, this are parts where for me, I think about like it can be less distracting and so that we can focus more on the content of what we're saying. I think we organize our structure a little bit different because we can talk and talk and talk and talk forever. And so we wanted to make sure that we were also touching some points and bringing in new people. Also Josie started on the first season and then she took a step back because of a lot of professional commitments that she has going on, but she joined us for a big chunk of this season, which was also nice to have her back.
Yes, and moving forward, I think we want to take everything that we've learned in these first two seasons and apply them to that third season. So we are coming back. We are going to be making another additional season and have more people and talk about various topics, because in season two, we kind of stuck to one topic and who we are as a practice and what our focus is. And we want to expand that and bring more of the conversations that we're having in season one, where the goal was to connect and talk about the different intersections of our Latinidad and how we can connect that way. And bringing that back in season three is something that we look forward to doing with, you know, also adding that like technical piece that we're learning and have a make it a better experience for those who are listening to us. Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really excited. We're not leaving. We'll be back.
Shortly.
Very shortly.
And I think the other piece that we want to add to this, when we envisioned the podcast at the beginning, we wanted to make sure that the podcast was accessible. And part of making it accessible is that it's not only available on audio, but it is also available on video, and that we have closed captions for it and other things that come with it. So maybe some of those things will be applied sooner rather than later, so you get to see us in a different light as well.
Yeah. And I also want to just share for those who've been listening to us, thank you for listening to us, for tuning in, and for just sharing some of your time with us. We really appreciate it. You're the reason why we're making these changes, and we want to connect to you and other folks in a deeper way. So we also love feedback. So if you have any specific feedback, if you would love to talk in this podcast, if you have somebody that think could be a great fit, all of that is an option, and you can reach us at our email info@pricklypeartherapy.com or social media, the Prickly Pear Prickly Couch Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're out there, and you can always connect with us. One of us, we're the ones that manage our social media, so you'll be talking to us directly and letting us know if you have any recommendations, if you want to participate with this, or if there's any topics or takes that would be helpful to have here. Again, we want to connect, and we want to create this to be a space for community and a space for learning. And maybe this is also a space for challenging one another, so that we can, widen our lens on the daily. So this is not adios, es hasta pronto. We'll be back. And thank you so much for listening. We'll see you on social media and soon back in the space. Thank you. We'll miss you, and we'll be back shortly. Bye.